85% of voters in last week's election said they wanted some county government expenses like human services shifted to the state. 85% sounds impressive, but experts say take a closer look. They say the question was worded in such a way in order to get an overwhelming response. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim.
The wording basically said the state of Wisconsin, not the county taxpayers, should pay. That doesn't imply them. It implies sort of the state would somehow fund these sorts of things. It didn't say the state taxpayers of Wisconsin. It said the state of Wisconsin. So the wording of this was really designed to solicit a positive response.
Heim says wording on a statewide referendum is usually determined by the legislature, and normally the language is neutral. But last week's balloting wasn't technically a statewide referendum. It was dozens of countywide referendums held on the same day. Those ballot questions were written by the county board members who belong to the Wisconsin Counties Association. Heim says the Counties Association is leading the effort to have the state pick up the costs of unfunded mandates. Those are the expenses the state requires of local governments but doesn't pay for. Heim says the strategy may work, but only up to a point.
What this might do is put an additional pressure on the state to share a little bit more money with the counties. But the reality is it's not going to be substantially more. And frankly, I think because of the wording of this, most state legislators are going to view this with kind of a jaundiced eye.
Heim says taxpayers are sympathetic with local governments on unfunded mandates. He says a neutrally worded referendum would have probably passed, but with probably more than just 50% of the vote. Regardless, Heim says it was savvy timing for the county's association to put the issue in the headlines while the legislature is working on the state budget. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.